The state's fiscal watchdog has accused the government of poor planning and budgeting. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has said that the original government plan for spending for this year has more than doubled, and that when volatile windfall corporation tax is excluded, then the government is actually running an 11 billion euro deficit next year. The chairperson of the council is Seamus Coffey. He's in our Cork studio. Seamus Coffey, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. So is government spending this year, do you say it's rising too fast?
Well, not necessarily rising too fast, but it's rising well beyond what was planned in the budget set out last year. And this is sort of a pattern we've seen repeated over a number of years, where plans are set out and look like there's reasonably modest increases in spending set out for the following year. But then as we progress through that year, through a variety of measures, either overruns within departments where they're not sticking to the budget amount set out, or additional policy measures announced as we go through the year outside of the budgetary process, the actual increase in spending each year goes well beyond what was set out in the budget the previous year, in that previous October. And this undermines the credibility of the public finances. It undermines the assessment that bodies like the Fiscal Council do when the budget documents are produced but actually don't turn out to be what actually happens the following year. And this has been a pattern that has emerged not just this year but over recent years. And one concern would be that if these overruns continue, we continue to drift away from the sound budgetary policy practices that a country should be following, and that, yes, we are in a strong position. The economy is performing well in overall terms. The public finances, at least in headline terms, once you add in those corporation tax receipts, look like they're in a strong position. But both of those are potential sort of temporary measures. Economies don't boom and perform very strongly on a continuous and permanent basis. And those corporation tax receipts also have doubts about their permanency.
Yeah. So should it behave with our money, taxpayers' money, as if it's in deficit?
Well, one thing the government can do is just stick to the plans it sets out itself. Yes, you can have bodies like the Fiscal Council offering advice on where public policy should go and budgetary policy should go. But a key sort of factor of restoring the credibility of our budgetary process will be the government sticking to what it says itself. When it comes to the position we're in now, the economy doesn't need fiscal stimulus. In aggregate terms, yes, there are particular measures and priorities that the government should have, and that's absolutely fine. But in overall terms, we have to take into consideration what we're doing. If the government is adding to demand in an economy that's already performing well, it is perhaps allowing vulnerabilities to build up, that maybe if there was to be a slowdown in the economy, if there was to be impacts on those corporation tax receipts, that some of those vulnerabilities could be exposed through that, so we refer to that underlying deficit. And perhaps surprisingly, in the recent summer economic statement that the government issued, they set out their plans for a budget day package of 9.4 billion for 2026. But they also said if there was to be a negative shock, if there was to be a slowdown perhaps due to the tariff policy of the United States, that the budgetary package would be smaller perhaps than the 9.4 billion set out. And this would be a case of the economy perhaps needing more support if there was to be a slowdown. You want your fiscal policy to be counter-cyclical, to offer more support when it's needed. But the government have suggested that if the economy was to hit a negative bump of some form, that the budgetary package would actually be lower. What would be better is that in the good times that we're in now with the economy performing well, that now would be the time for restraint with a package that is not as large. And then if that negative shock was to hit, then you'd step in with support. We saw that during COVID when the government stepped in with significant supports. And if there was to be a negative shock coming down the line, you'd like to think that given the strong position we're in now, we actually held the resources back to be able to step in and offer that support when it's actually needed.
Are bad times coming, Seamus Coffey? The tariff situation, is it having an impact yet, or is it too early?
With the tariffs, there's a clear impact on uncertainty and a clear impact on business decision making, particularly amongst the multinationals. And yes, the tariffs will have very significant effects in the sectors to which they apply, those sectors which have large goods exports to the US. But for the economy as a whole, with 2.8, 2.9 million people at work, the impact of the tariffs is likely to be concentrated, perhaps a bit like those corporation tax receipts that we're collecting. That if you're in those sectors impacted, yes, there will be significant concerns. But the scale of the economy, the broader level of growth we've seen in employment means that the tariffs themselves are unlikely to derail the overall economy. Yes, they'll have an effect, but I think it's unlikely to be something that will have a significant impact across the broader economy.
In terms of spending, though, and the budget that's coming up in 4 weeks' time today, the government has election promises to fulfil, which people voted for last year, and which in the current climate, with inflation where it is, but food inflation and other categories significantly increasing, they badly need help.
There's no doubt that we've gone through a period of high inflation. And when inflation was hitting for double digits, the government at the time did respond with additional spending. And when it comes to assessing spending packages, inflation would be taken into account. And a response in those circumstances was correct. But in overall terms now, inflation has come down below 2%. Yes, 2% is an average, and you're going to have certain items that are going to have inflation above that. And food, for the moment, given global food prices, is one of those. And yes, the government have made and look to target particular areas across maybe the promises they made in the election and also in the programme for government. But we have to take into account the overall package that has been introduced. And if we do more in one area, perhaps with targeted income supports for those experiencing difficulty due to the rising prices, or perhaps increased capital spending in areas like housing, transport, water, etc., well, that means you should do less in other areas. If we try an everything at once approach, that's likely to lead to difficulty. Yes, there is money available now, but we know the dangers in Ireland, that if we keep spending the money as it comes in, the difficulties emerge if that doesn't continue.
Thank you very much indeed, Seamus Coffey, chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. We'll be back after the break.